South Africa.
Well, look, apparently they're going through a major like business rescue program.
We've been rescuing it. Hey?
So this is what we needed to do. I would love to see the day when we put Eskom under business rescue, and then Eskom says, well, we've decided that we're cutting these 11 areas from supplying electricity due to non-payments.
Yes.
Starting with the Southwestern Township.
Yes.
That will never happen.
It like, will. You must find your power from somewhere else, not from us.
Yeah, hey.
No, in a country as politically motivated as ours,
But it's shocking, though, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
It is shocking because, yeah, you would expect that something has to be done, you know. But with SAA, I think it's not a bad thing that they're canceling these things. I think they might just cancel the airline itself. I think that's the next step.
Well, every country needs a national carrier. It just depends
on
the
Well, they don't need a national carrier. The U.S. doesn't have a national carrier. They have private companies who fly people around. So,
in fact, they were saying that those countries that still have a national carrier, about 95% of them are all running at a loss.
Because they subsidize by the state, generally. Yeah.
I think Singapore is probably one of the few ones that actually turns a profit.
And probably Ethiopian, I think, as well, is pretty good. Yeah.
Ethiopian is partly government-owned and largely privately owned.
Yeah, that would have been a great model for SAA if the politics didn't get involved, I think.
I just think it would have been a great idea if politics were not involved at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In an ideal world, that would be great.
But hey, it is. Government is will always interfere somehow. Even us talking here, government is involved somehow.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Policy everywhere.
In fact, it's not just the big boys who are struggling financially. I mean, I was driving home yesterday and I saw a sign. Probably one of my favorite stores to go window shopping at. And I literally go window shopping at it because I can't afford a single thing from there. Have you heard of Backers Brothers?
Backers Brothers.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They do high-end furniture, right? I'm talking about like a table for like 200 thou.
Imagine.
Sure.
And this table is like handcrafted. It's like, you know, it could have been the Last Supper table for all we know for that price. That's how expensive it is. They are under business rescue as well.
Sure.
And they've been around for a very, very long time. I mean, they sell furniture that's like top of the range. Like you can't buy this stuff anywhere.
Wow.
Like you buy this and then you then hand it to your grandkids and then your grandkids hand it to their grandkids who hand it to their grandkids type of furniture.
For me, they were just stuck in old tupper doing furniture.
Listen, Mumzo still buys that stuff. I remember Mumzo bought from Getting Riches one of those, you know, those three-piece TV lounge furniture.
Yeah.
Ganti, that time I tried to upgrade her to a 55-inch TV.